Hey, Rob Bradford here. You guys know I'm always up for a good MVP story, and one of the best stories is Wasabi Technology. Wasabi is the world's hottest cloud storage company, and it's become the go-to provider for professional and collegiate sports teams, including 20 Major League Baseball teams like the Red Sox, and NHL teams like the Bruins and Vancouver Canucks. Even the Liverpool Football Club is getting in on the Wasabi action. So, why is Wasabi the MVP? Well, Wasabi was purpose-built to free businesses from skyrocketing storage costs and unpredictable transaction fees that the Amazon to the world are charging. In fact, Wasabi is up to 80% less than those hyperscalers and doesn't charge a cent for businesses to access their data. From Wasabi's AI-enabled intelligent media storage, Wasabi Air, to the industry's only cloud storage service with triple protection against cyber criminals, data deletion, and ransomware, Wasabi's taking the lead in driving innovation in data storage and helping sports teams to unleash the power of their data. Wasabi, another Boston-based championship team.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
The Rockies are promoting one of their top prospects, Jordan Beck. Let's discuss on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5 on Tuesday, April 30th. I am Frank Sample, joined by Scott White. And we have another prospect promotion incoming. This time, the Rockies are expected to promote outfield prospect Jordan Beck on Tuesday, with Nolan Jones likely being placed on the IL. Beck has power and speed, off to a nice start at AAA this year, batting .307 with 5 homers, 5 steals, and a .999 OPS. He is 13% rostered. Scott, how do you feel about Jordan Beck? Would you rather have him or Joey Loperfido?
Yeah, it's a close call between the two. I would say Beck, like Loperfido, is not somebody I'm going to rush out and add in every league. I'll put the cutoff at, if it's a league where 300 players or more are rostered, they probably need to add him. Certainly 5 outfielder leagues like traditional Roto. I do prefer Loperfido slightly, but there are pros and cons here with both. Loperfido has the bigger strikeout concerns. Beck kept the strikeouts under control at AAA. He's always walked a lot, so better plate discipline. They both were 20 homer, 20 steal guys last year, have power and speed, but Loperfido's high-end exit velocities are elite, while I would say Beck's are just pretty good. So Loperfido has that higher power ceiling. Of course, Beck has Coors Field, but he also has to contend with a very bad Rockies lineup, and that puts a lot more pressure on him to perform. He can't hide in that lineup as well, and so I wonder if that's going to hold Jordan Beck back here. But on the other hand, Loperfido is a left-handed hitter. He might have to sit occasionally. So I could talk myself into either one. I think ultimately the high-end exit velocities for Loperfido are so high, and the Astros supporting cast so much better than the Rockies, that's I'd lean that way. Joe Adell, who we've hyped up recently, certainly on the full-length podcast, I would rank him over Jordan Beck as well in terms of outfield pickups. Andy Páez, who got called up a couple weeks for the Dodgers and looks pretty good, I'd stick with him over Jordan Beck. But things could go really well for Jordan Beck. This is probably a building block for the Rockies, and not just a guy who was performing well at AAA and is getting a chance with Nolan Jones hurt. This is somebody who I think they plan to build around, and it could go well enough that pretty soon we're talking about adding him in 3 outfielder leagues too.
Again, that is Jordan Beck, prospect with the Rockies, expected to be called up on Tuesday. Let's rank some breakout starting pitchers, and starting with Nick Lodolo, who bounced back with his best start of the season at the Padres. 7 innings, 1 hit, 1 run, 11 strikeouts, and 22 swinging strikes. Bryce Miller took a no-hitter into the 7th inning against the Atlanta Braves. Very impressive. 7 innings, 1 run, 10 strikeouts, had 17 swinging strikes, 15 of those coming on the fastball. Ryan Pepio has turned in a quality start in 3 of his past 4 outings. He threw 6 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts at the Brewers. And Garrett Crochet had his best start in a while. He was up against the Twins, where he threw 5 innings, 2 runs allowed, with 7 strikeouts. Scott, how are you ranking these breakout pitchers? Crochet, Pepio, Bryce Miller, and Nick Lodolo.
Boy, it's kind of tough to rank them, and maybe a little recency bias is at work here, but I'm totally buying into everything Nick Lodolo is doing. It was the breakout pitcher I was most confident in heading into last year, and he had that trouble with the stress reaction in his leg. It derailed his season, but he's come back this year doing what I thought he was capable of. I would imagine as many whiffs as he got on the curveball in this start, that now both the whiff rate on both the curveball and the changeup are over 50%. I mean, 2 pitches with a 40% whiff rate would be amazing. And Lodolo is showing 2 with a 50% or better whiff rate. He now in 29 career starts has 5 double-digit strikeout efforts, which is also a very good rate. And he's just a super bat misser. Like, everything we could want from an ace, Nick Lodolo, I think, has. And it's just a matter of, is he polished enough to be consistent with it? And I'm going to bet yes. I'm going to hope yes at this point. So I'll go Lodolo number 1. Bryce Miller, who's showing excellent bat missing characteristics as well. I'll give him the slight edge over Ryan Pepe. You know what? I'm going to take Pepe over Miller. I don't have a good explanation for it. It's just a hunch. I had more confidence in Pepio coming in, and he's performed well so far. So I'll go Lodolo, then Ryan Pepio, then Bryce Miller, and Garrett Crochet 4th. I like Garrett Crochet. I think he's gotten I think people have been too hard on him for those couple rocky starts that inflated his ERA. Everything else looks great for him other than the ERA, and this was a nice bounce back start against the Twins. But he has by far the worst supporting cast there with the White Sox, and also I think the clearest innings concerns that will impact his usefulness in fantasy.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.